Kia ora. This program is brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard.
Kia ora, your Access Radio Nō Pōneke 106.1 FM. Morena whānau, and I'm Morena Fiona, who's joining me in the... What would you call this?
I'm Sue, but I am in the...
Look at me trying to be onto it. Hey, we barely talked either when we came on. We're both
sort of half asleep, eh?
It's a half asleep, middle of the year kind of feeling, I think, at the moment. I've been on politics. You have too. We were talking earlier. It's like a surreal... crazy movie that's real, and it actually takes me out of reality.
I think it's kind of like watching a train crash. Yeah. I think we're all a bit traumatised, actually.
I am traumatised because I was texting you the other day saying, oh, I'm going to look at the news right before we go in because every day it just gets a bit worse and I can't comprehend and I have to reevaluate the next day of news.
Reckon.
Well, we're going to talk a little bit about that. We'll be talking about podcasts getting attacked by, well, left podcasts getting attacked by the left, right-winged politicians getting attacked by the right.
it's all a bit bizarre, isn't it?
Pandemonium.
Yeah.
Divide and conquer in a weird way on both sides of the court, I would say.
Indeed.
Yeah, but well, first we're going to get into a bit of music, and of course I like electronica and a bit of rock, so here's a bunch of songs that are a mesh of both. And first I've got the Waterboys, who I found recently and I really love, with Hoppers on Top, and followed by the Cannons' Carousal.
Woman, man. drums, the bass.
Your Access Radio Nōpuniki 106. What's going on there?
Stop!
Well, since I called you Fiona, now you can do that. You can stay by me.
I can crossed
out Fiona on my notes for today's show. And we were just talking about the manosphere. Well, you're listening to myself, Tiffany and Sue on Access Radio, and we're sponsored by the Royal Foundation. Thank you, Royal Foundation. We were talking about the manosphere before, Sue.
However,
we've noticed it's gotten a bit toxic, right? And it's had a few agendas highlighted of recent.
Well, it's always been toxic, hasn't it?
Yeah. But you usually, it comes in like a weapon to divide now and then in our masses.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting because it's obviously been charging along under its own steam.
Well, you've got the different
for some
factions
time
and areas. Like you've got the America, which is very evangelical at the moment with its manosphere. Well, there's, I think, people on there that are just outright woman haters with the homophobia on the side.
Yeah.
Well, we were talking about the homophobic in the manosphere. I've personally have straight guy friends where it's not a problem at all, and whenever people kick up an issue about it, I think they've got a piece in the pie.
You know
what I mean?
Yes, and they haven't turned that page yet.
Yeah. Well, it's highlighting yourself, right? This is what I care about. I am very ecstatic about this situation, trans people, or this situation, homosexual people.
Yeah. And I'm... So one of the interesting things I bumped across last week was that all of the stream through a lot of these things is that they actually hate women. So they're quite, you know, they'll undermine women's rights.
Very misogynistic,
through everything.
Yeah.
But also that the problem with queer people is that they transgress these rules about how men should be.
Well, you were talking about the TPUSA too with the grinder.
Yeah. and you've got all these evangelical sort of events or, you know, the sort of Christian right nationalist events like the Republican events that crash Grindr.
Yeah, they crash Grindr. And I just think, who are the drag queens and the trans people on Grindr at the time? They've got to start highlighting these visitations they're getting.
Well, some of them do, don't they? Some of them spill the tea.
Yeah. But I guess it shows you
how... It's amazing
that
so few.
Yeah. Well, also how much it affects them in the minds that they have to hide with the whole persona and then be crashing out Grindr every time there's a huge meeting of pretty much right-winged ideology. Any one of those gets a crash on Grindr.
Yeah.
Yeah. Their poor wives waiting at home.
It's just bizarre, isn't it? And you know,
is it the same as a lavender wedding? I thought a lavender wedding is when a gay guy and his friend, who's a girl, get married for convenience. Or is it a beard?
I'm not sure.
Not a beard.
A beard is the husband you have when you're not having a husband.
Oh yeah, so that's the same as the. So that would be the guys at TPUSA will actually be wearing beards. They're not quite a lavender marriage. I don't know. We've got to think about that.
I don't know.
This is the LGBT program. We've got to know these things.
I saw a little clip of that. I didn't watch the whole thing on YouTube about a device that lets you communicate using the network of other ones around you. So you use the cell phone to, as a really just a user interface, but this will connect. So you know that could save the Republican National Convention from having to crash out Grindr. Imagine you know that you're on Grindr and suddenly this party comes into town and you don't know which ones are.
Oh, they'll be on both sides. Yeah. I just think the homophobia is definitely coming from the right wing. Although I have had encounters with Christian people too that seem to be... It's a war within themselves, right?
Yeah.
These words they've chosen affect their lives a lot and how they truly feel contradict each other in a very turmeric way,
well,
I would say.
If what you've always known and thought and the people who influence you know and think is that women are terrible and we have to do these things because women are terrible. And I have to say that the whole grouper thing just really bent my mind out of shape with that.
I think groupers have been lying in a lot of people that are not just bigoted, you know, different people with bigots, a lot of people in religious backgrounds, there's always been that sort of grouper laying there, but now they've emboldened themselves to have a whole big movement thanks to America.
It's just like that bends my mind.
Well, people, think about that bending your mind. If someone has a big problem with something, they've got a piece in that pie. Now, regardless of what they say or why have they got so upset, Brian Tamaki?
Yeah.
Well, we're going to move on to two more songs now. I got Somba next with Homewrecker, is it? And then Lord's new one with What Was That? What was that?
What was that?
Regret at the end of the night, I always find myself. place in the city, a chair in the bed. I cover up all the mirrors, I can't see myself yet. I wear smoke like a wedding veil, make a meal I won't eat, step out into the street alone in a sea. It comes over me, oh, I'm missing you. Yeah, I'm missing you and all the things we used to do. MDMA in the back garden, blow pupils up. We kissed for hours straight, but baby, what was that? I remember saying then, this is the best cigarette of my life. Well, I want you just like that. Into your hands, we're in a sandstorm and it knocks me out. I didn't know then that you'd never be enough. Oh, since I was 17, I gave you everything. Now we wake from a dream. Well, baby, what was that? Their painted faces, they talk current affairs. You had to know this was happening. You weren't feeling my heat. When in the light down, baby, so bright, I face reality. I try to let whatever has to pass through me, pass through.
Your Access Radio Nōpōneke 106.1 FM, and you are listening to Tiffany Wayne. We are sponsored by the Royal Foundation, and I have Sue in the room with me. It's a studio. I was looking for the word earlier, and I didn't actually tell everyone what my name was, Sue.
Oh, didn't you?
No one's going to have an annoying voice like this. It's only going to be me.
It must be Sian, yeah.
Now, I'm going to talk a little bit about state-owned media with our reporters and our hosts. There's been a bit happening with that. Well, you said someone got their back up the other day with Ryan, which a lot of people do actually at home usually, not on the show.
Yeah, it was kind of I've been interested in watching it because, you know, and it was on Media Watch today about the use of a gay slur, which is like, how do you even know which gay slur it was? Because it's not like there's one or two, is there?
No. Well, I noticed that on the side of Tyve O'Brien, with Luxa no longer wanting to be interviewed by her because the questions are too hard. They're running away from Tyve, but they don't usually run away from Ryan. Didn't he have someone got their back up from him, didn't
they? No, it was Lloyd, wasn't it?
Lloyd.
Yeah. But I think Tyve is, given them a hard time.
Yeah.
But all you need is answers to the questions.
Well, that's the other thing. She's not giving them a hard time. She's asking the right questions, which is the wrong questions for them, really.
Yeah, yeah, they're not, yeah, not the questions that they wanted. But it's kind of, it's a little bit curious to me because...
Well, we hardly see him anyway because he hasn't been doing Jack Tame either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you'd think that if nothing else in that cabinet that he's got and that you'd think that there would be nipping at the heels by Acton, New Zealand first, and he's not really...
Well, there's been a little bit.
There has been.
Papa Winitana did a little bit of an email slip.
He's had quite a few little nibbles.
Yeah, well, that's why I wanted to see him on Tove O'Brien recently. Luxon, ever since we saw that his email had confirmed that he was in favour in support of the US movement in Iran.
It's a little bit nuts because that was a war that they'd lost before they even started.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is those emails are should be public knowledge. Even Helen Clark said that recently, that we should know the agenda of our leader.
Yeah.
You know? So I don't know why they're so angry it got released.
Especially where it's so far from really what our foreign policy stance has been since for many years now.
We've almost been seen as righteous in all our movements globally.
That's the only kind of component of power that New Zealand has. We're teeny tiny, nobody gives a rat's.
But recently we've had countries notice and complain that we've become the cuckolds of the USO.
Yeah. There's a whole wannabe kind of thing to it.
I'm in a big political chat with a lot of people. We won't say what party it's for. But when this first happened, when it first went down, I actually complained loudly about not wanting us as a country to be seen on the wrong side of history. And it looks like we have been noted to be there recently.
And we're the only Muppets that are even sniffing at that bait.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't understand it. It makes me feel sad and worried for our leadership.
Oh, look. You know, they've been so flat-footed as a leadership in dealing with the consequences of this adventure by the states, that those consequences are going to be enormous. The last ships with crude on board have already arrived at their destinations. Yeah. There's nothing more coming.
Well, that's also, what do we believe there with the American news when the Strait online is seen to be open, but they're working from different areas now in Iran.
Yeah.
They've just worked around this whole boycotting issue.
Well, I think for the Americans, the stuff can come from pipelines into the Mediterranean, so it can be shipped through the Mediterranean.
Yeah.
I don't know that that's a great idea, but anyway.
Well, they can move over land too. The Straits aren't the only place to trade from, at the end of the day.
So they can get, but the whole of Asia is very much dependent on oil coming
eastwards. Bloody Luxon, get on a show and talk about your support for what was idiotic from the beginning, Luxon.
Yes. and I'd be fascinated to know why. Is he a wannabe crusader? Is he a wannabe trigger the apocalypse?
Yeah. I think it's just corporate cuckold. Well, just a simpleton corporate cuckold.
I just want to make Donald happy with me.
It's that simple. I don't think it's intelligent. I don't think it's wise or a good businessman move. I just think it was cuckold. Cuckold's what the kids call it these days. Don't Google that, people.
they don't even know what it means, do they?
No. And we don't want them to, so we're going to move on with a couple more songs before they know what Kakaldas is.
Mind you, they told us what Groiper means, and I never wanted to know that either.
It sounds grosser than it is. It's actually more tragic than it is. It sounds gross. Groiper sounds like groping.
The explanation that I found, and it may or may not be correct, was that if you're a incel that can't get laid, and obviously you're not doing being a bloke very well, so what you do is you change your role to being the girl for some other incel who can't get laid. And then everyone's happy, but you're really a boy, even if you're taking quite a female role. But of course, nobody's gay.
Well, what you're talking about is, so they've lost the hope of connecting with the opposite sex,
and they're
just going to follow someone,
and it's cause
a blind Pied Piper who doesn't know any better, really,
because they're awful anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. I'm not sure that intersects with our leader who...
He's married and everything. He just is a little wannabe and it didn't go well. A little wannabe just didn't go well. I can't even explain it because every time I look at it, it's idiotic. It's Idiocracy, the movie I told everyone to watch. So we're going to move on with a couple more songs now. And next I have Teddy Swims, is it?
You have got
Teddy Swims with Bad Dreams and then Easy with Dancing in a Room.
Losing my mind, overshadows and grind. See, I'm alive and the rush fills my body, I'm fearless, cause I know what it costs, and I know I don't need it. My eyes are closing and yours are open, I know you notice me. I might be broken, but it's not showing. It's how I'm coping. So I just dance in the middle of the room by myself. I'm alright, I'm alright, doing well. Dance to the rhythm in a room by myself. I'm alright, doing fine, can't you tell? I don't need you, need you, need you.
Tiriangi or Access Radio Nō Ponekē 106.1 FM, and we are sponsored by the Royal Foundation. You're listening to Tiffany Wayne, and I'm joined in the studio today with Sue. Kia ora, Sue.
Ooh. Well, I just did something to the thing, and now it's given me a big picture of the next song.
Oh, good. No, don't push
Kia ora.
It yet. So, we were talking about people getting cancelled before, and there's been a lot, and that's all areas from podcasting to actors. I think we had Susan Sarandon who went down for her support, or her not so much support of the war, and her support for Iran. Just the people there. So yeah. She got taken, I think, off a lot of movies and moved from management.
Oh, right.
Susan Sarandon, such a big actress. And all she wants is peace and no war.
Yeah.
Yeah, we saw the attack on her son, Piker, recently.
That was bizarre.
Yeah, from Democrats even.
Well, I don't know that it's a from Democrats even.
Well, from both. I'm going to guess the Democrats were attacking is what makes it disgusting.
It's the same ones that, never talked to Mamdani before he won.
Yeah.
Never talked to Mamdani after he won.
No.
And they don't want him there.
Your phone is cracking me
up. Phone is. It's my family is organising a lunch with my mum today.
So it's okay.
But unfortunately, I cannot go to the lunch with Mum today.
What time is it?
It's at probably at 1 o'clock or so, because we also have the grandchildren in, so I've got my orders in for things to bring back for the grandkids.
Oh, cute. No, maybe you might make it a little later to the lunch. So we got cancelling there. There is a...
His son Piker cancelling is...
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I think he ended up gaining a few million viewers from them trying to cancel him.
I think... in some ways, it's the same thing that you've got with the Labour Party in the UK, with the Democrats in the States, with the Labour Party here to an extent, not as great an extent, where these third way parties trying to occupy a centre space, but actually that centre space with the Overton window has moved to the right.
Yeah.
So they become less and less appealing, and they start.
Well, centre isn't popular anymore amongst the majority of people, and that's globally at the moment.
Yeah.
People don't want to see centre, they want to see left.
Or right.
Yeah, well, sort of right. I think it's very little amount of people want to actually see right. I would say it was the money and the corporations want to see right, and then the seriously uneducated with a big dream that's never going to be fulfilled.
Yeah. Billionaires didn't get to be billionaires by sharing it with you.
No. Well, the billionaires are definitely, I think, leaning more left, because they don't want to live in a crap society. I've seen a lot of billionaires in support of the movement because they're afraid of where they live anywhere being impoverished and disturbing to be a part of.
I wouldn't say that they're left, but certainly some of them. You know,
right wing, yeah.
Yeah, some of them don't fancy seeing their heads on pikes anytime soon.
Yeah, well, they just want to, you know, how can you enjoy your city or think your city's beautiful if it isn't being provided for? Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like being a king in a molehill. It won't matter. There's also Aya May, a girl I found recently. We were going to play her music today, but I'm going to play it next time. Sorry, guys. But she had a song called Carmageddon and Good Citizen that are highly political, we'll just say that. Mm. She's a young singer from Australia who qualified as a doctor first before moving into a music career. So she's got paid for schooling and actually got a high-paying job, and decided it wasn't enough. So she actually does songs that are very political, and they call out very big subjects. And her record label and manager dropped her because she wouldn't change the lyrics to her songs.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's, this Australian girl, give her a listen. Yeah. Everyone, Aya May. I thought her songs were pretty cool. I was going to play it today, but I had already made my list, you see.
Why?
Say
it again.
Aya May.
So, I think someone like Neil Diamond or something was.
The old artist. I thought you just meant that he was singing recently.
No, one of them trained as a doctor.
Well, he sang something political recently too, in an area of politics. But she's more famous than ever from not dropping her lyrics. I think she could have been a sort of nobody, and now the controversy itself has actually boosted her up, similar to Hussein Piker. So it's like an opposite effect at the moment, which is why I'm saying I think the mass public
isn't it?
Well, I think people are seeing the hypocrisy too. Like, I think we're getting from every angle that the rich accumulating everything is actually disastrous for the majority, regardless of what anyone spins.
It's good that it sort of almost ends up sort of publicising the
Well, I also, one more person to bring up on the cancellation who have defeated Goliath in the cancellation realm is Kathy Griffin, who I've always loved. And you were saying Rosie O'Donnell, similar to her, who and Kathy were actually both in the same D-list celebrity realm as Donald Trump, and both knew him personally. So the fact that they both fell out with him and over, well, what would we call it? They weren't really defaming him. I guess you can't defame someone if you're only telling truth about them.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Defamation's when you're, like what Luxon tried to do recently with the slip of that email is trying to call it defamation when it is an action you produced.
You would have to say, if it was a defamation, that yeah. it just wasn't factually correct.
Yeah.
Rather than it
makes
me
look bad.
It has
to be defamatory.
Yeah.
So if you did it to yourself, that's not defamation, people. That is our Prime Minister.
Yeah. And you know.
Yeah, well, Kathy's
it applies to
up.
Any of us, yeah. really. Yeah.
Well, I've been watching Kathy for years when she went down 7 years ago for standing up against the idea of Donald Trump ever becoming president.
Yeah.
She thought it was ludicrous back then. I think she used a mask. I've talked about it before. How you get the rubber mask of celebrities. Yeah. She used a Donald Trump one and pretty much did a head getting cut off Medusa-style photo right. shoot, which was for her stand-up comedy. And then she got cancelled left, right and centre through all media. Mm. And recently with Donald Trump's votes going down, she's popped up on top big time from her stance on him and now is getting booked again and got people coming on her show and getting booked on shows, though she likes to say she never forgets.
Yeah, we are the media, I suppose, in some way.
Well, it's down to us and podcasters, sadly enough.
It is sad down to us and podcasters because everyone else is a little bit chicken about.
Yeah. Oh, not Tova.
No.
Yeah, Tova's been good and Jack Tame's pretty good too, but they're not getting the interviews anymore because they're scary.
They are.
Yeah, but I really enjoy Tova. I've always enjoyed her. She seems a bit out there and she's really not afraid of any questions.
Yeah, I think I've never seen, I don't know. Yeah, probably have actually seen people deal with Tova's questions by actually... I don't necessarily say answering the question because there's a skill set in not answering the question, but in fielding it in such a way that you know you've taken the taken whatever sting out of it. But
I call it flabberblasting.
Flabberblasting.
When it's just a whole lot of blah 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 around the dancing around the topic with a lot of I got that off mashing it with filibuster.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. And you know, when you see Winston Peters in Fork Fly.
But he's so good.
He's extraordinarily skilled.
Yeah.
And he's never lost for words. He's never lost for an answer.
No.
Even if when you listen to when you track the answer as it goes through,
yeah.
It says one thing and then it says something completely different, and then it says something completely different.
What's a smile and even making things funny is better than nothing. Even if what he says is inflammatory, the little bit of a smirk, the fact it's cheeky is better than turning pink and running away.
Well, you know, I mean, it doesn't mean I have to like it, but...
But I do understand a good showman when I see one.
He's extraordinarily skilled.
Yeah. Well, we know good showmen don't mean crap when it comes to politics because Donald Trump would be an amazing president.
Yeah. Yeah. It'd be quite nice if we didn't just choose ones that, you know...
Yeah.
That did...
Well, we're not choosing them. People like me and you don't choose these super people as leaders.
No.
But the fact humans, and a majority of humans out there are picking them is crazy.
Yeah. But
I've met a few and I always think these are people too and I meet the voters of theirs and they're not people. No, I'm joking. They are people. But it's a hard sell.
Sometimes...
Well, there's people you've always known, right? And you never really, till recently, we don't know who each other votes for. We've always been a bit more pleasant than that. But yeah. I think of recent, we've all gotten to know each other's politics because it's such a battlefield at the moment. The people I'm finding right-wing are the people I expect to be right-wing when I find out. Like, I always thought that one was a bit culty, that kind of stuff.
Well, I'm sure you can be culty and left-wing as well, but I think that sort of...
I know personally two women that are very religious and very, at the same time, left wing, and but they're also conspiracy theorists. Worse than me. I think I'm just a conspiracy noter, not a theorist. Whereas I know some serious conspiracy theorists. I have a family member that knows the earth is flat. Knows. They really know it, and we just can't see what they know.
Oh, indeed, we can't.
Yeah.
It's kind of, you know, sometimes, and in the current times, sometimes a conspiracy theory is actually the right theory.
Yeah.
Because there has been a lot of conspiracy going on.
Yeah. Well, theory, it's just some evidence, right? I would just take out the theory and just call it conspiracies.
Yeah. So you can have kind of cooker conspiracy theories like the world is flat.
Yeah. Well, Jeffrey Epstein's conspiracy.
Absolute.
You know what I mean? No theory. The conspiracy there. What's going on?
All the lines join together, you know? Yeah. It's the same lines that link to why do we love Israel so much that we're going to go and attack a country where we're going to lose.
Well, it's harder too to talk to people in New Zealand about that. Some people are very colony in their brain, you know what I mean? I don't think we think about that. And being a native, you automatically look at the Indigenous people and you know the history of the whole world and you're like, okay, something is whack there. It's just modern day colonisation.
Many years ago, somebody who would know such things said to me, at the start of the Iraq War, the first Iraq War, said, Iraq is, the Americans will be very happy to go into Iraq, the American forces, because it's a perfect test bed for your military systems. That you've got these big empty spaces that have not a lot of people in them. You can roll out all your tanks and your hardware, get into a good, you know, real fight, and that the adversary is quite beatable, that they're the weakest, one of the weakest countries in the Middle East.
Well, that obviously had stopped people like Iran to actually take note and better up their war games.
He said,
oh, no,
they won't attack Iran. You know.
Well, Iran was bigger, wasn't it? It's more harsher.
It's bigger and it's always been stronger.
Yeah.
And what I hadn't expected is the propaganda game.
Yeah.
They play a good propaganda game.
No, they do. I think we've all been following the colonial propaganda game is the biggest one and the most used. And it coincides with the King James Bible, with that colony mindset, you know, agenda. There's a definite agenda when you look in that version of the Bible, I think, and tendencies towards colonisation, you know.
When you all hate the queers.
Well, it's the most useful tool they had to divide and conquer Indigenous peoples.
Yeah.
Mm. But we're also seeing in Iran, they're attacking Christians in Iran. Like, there's been that desecration of the Jesus statue. I think there were, same thing, damage to Mother Mary. Yeah, Israel. Showing their true colours. That was another bit of leaked information with that soldier. Not really leaked when you're taking footage, but that soldier destroying that cross, that got the biggest backlash from America than anything else. Then the death of those schoolgirls.
Yeah.
A statue.
And I think the Israelis bombed the mosques and... Yeah. Not the mosques, the...
Citadels.
Synagogues.
The synagogues, that's it, Citadel.
Citadels. Yes. Got Sally's as well.
Yeah. No, they got everything there. We got to remember, like, when you get past the language and everything and you really look at people, we're just people.
We are.
Yeah. And these war games of divide and conquer between LGBT, between men, between women, between those that just have brown skin, I think the biggest attack, those are all very real and very, what would you say, polarising in society. But I think the first attack for me, probably because I am Indigenous, seems to lose out the most.
I think that's always a theme in all of these things, you know. You don't, you don't get too far before you've got the attacks back on Indigenous people.
Well, you're going for land and wealth of the people, right? So you need to attack the Indigenous people first. Most of the safeties that happen for a society are those that help Indigenous people and from the Indigenous perspective. Now, if we get everyone voting with the Indigenous side to help the land and the people, all peoples of those areas stay healthy, you've got to divide all those people up. So that's when you'll start, take the woman out from the men, take the LGBT out from the group, you know what I mean, divide and conquer.
Then split them.
Yeah. And then you've also got the Indigenous on every land is literally living in poverty, and therefore you have more reactions when it comes to law and the courts and crime, right?
Yeah.
So they're easy to kick down to and already in a position where they're hurting themselves through their actions.
It all joins up, you know?
Yeah, that was a lot of words. I was having a bit of a mind fart while we're here. So we're going to go on from that big spill of heaviness where it's not all over, people. Don't forget to vote. And I would suggest you go vote in Green, please, because, you know, I'm not a news broadcaster, so I can have an agenda. I think it'll be better for Indigenous, better for LGBT, better for women, better for men, and better for the children if we vote better.
Have a look at what benefits you.
Yeah.
And vote for them.
What benefits your great-grandchildren, your nieces and nephews?
What benefits,
next generations.
And actually be quite, you know, quite picky about what benefits you. Yeah. We've got 2 minutes to go.
Oh, 2 minutes to go. Well, thank you, everyone, for joining us today.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you so much and listening to our...
rant. We had a rant.
We've both been feeling a bit down the world's... in turmoil. Vote better. We ranted well. And we're going to finish with the Water Boys who we started off with.
Okay.
With We Will Not Be Lovers. You'll get a little bit of it, guys. It's my new favourite song. Kia ora and thank you for joining.
The program was brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard. Thanks New Zealand On Air for funding accessmedia.nz.